And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you today. And stop staring at me, Connor. So Kyle High with you here today. Connor had his head peeked around the corner, giving me a weird stare. So, but it is time for... at this time every week, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce and Studio this morning. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing today?
Good morning, everybody. Great.
Good to hear. Okay, one of the first, I did want to ask you something before we start on today's virtual CNN and other things. Of course, the parade is still on for this Friday, correct?
It is still going.
Okay, I had a caller call up, and he had two questions he wanted to ask. One,
sure.
He wanted to ask what time it starts, and is there a parade route online where you can find it for the route? Is there one online where people can see what the route's going to be?
Yes.
Or can you just kind of explain it?
Yes. So it will start at 6 p.m., and for all the float entries, they have to be downtown before 5:30 to start lineup. And we will actually publish the lineup and the route on Thursday morning. So be looking on Facebook for that, or you can stop by the chamber and we'll print it out if you want to look at it. It's the same route we've used every year. So it'll mainly come down 8th Street and then hook around Walnut and then go back up 9th Street. So that's kind of the main route that it follows.
So it's going to basically start, the lineup's going to be right in front of the station here pretty
much.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so if I'm up here, I better get my car out of the way so I'll get stuck. But yeah. I'll just stay and watch the parade then. So,
but yes, we are having it. The only thing we're doing is just trying to encourage everybody to not all congregate on the plaza to watch. I mean, there'll be, you know, 8 blocks to spread out on. So if everybody just spreads out along the route, we'll be fine. We don't have quite as many entries this year. We had a lot of people that just weren't able because their business was not able to get out for the pandemic. But we still have a good showing and we're excited. And then afterwards, you can stay and do pictures in front of the tree because it's all lit up. And then they're also having the Christmas on the Plaza will begin on Friday night. So 30 different vendors. There's going to be food specials. There's going to be a food truck. Just all kinds of stuff. So you can stick around downtown and hang out.
Just the kickoff of the holiday season in Coffeyville. So it's going to be a lot of fun, that parade, this coming up this Friday. And again, plenty of space to spread out.
Yes.
So you'll be able to watch all that. And lineup will be out here right in front of the station, actually. So again, good stuff happening this Friday. So let's go ahead and get to the virtual CNN.
Yes.
Though, a few things that I can see there on the paper.
Well, the good news was we were actually able to meet in person today.
Oh, so it's the in-person CNN.
Yes.
There we go. There we go.
So we were actually right across the street at Liebert Brothers.
Hey, well, you weren't that far then.
No, it was perfect.
You literally could walk across the street.
So, and it was great because, well, a few things. But number one is, starting in 2021, Liebert's will be celebrating 110 years. So I'm just a shout out to them. It's so exciting. So, and a lot of people don't always know, you know, they drive by and just think it's an electric company or whatever, but they actually do so many things. Of course, they have a huge selection of gifts. So you go in there and if you want to get a gift for Christmas, all kinds of holiday decorations and just gifts. But then they also do electrical items. Of course, you can go in and get parts. And then I've used them for this. They do small repairs on like your vacuum cleaner or your radio or whatever. So any small appliances. They have a service department that does wiring and repair and a service department for HVAC. And they even do like random things. So like they've had people come out and say, I need you to fix my flagpole or my sign. My electronic sign needs new bulbs or whatever. So almost you name it, they probably can do it. They do a little bit of everything. So, and it's so great to see them celebrating a big accomplishment like that, being here this many years. Another thing going on is they every year have angels in their window. So if you weren't able to get down to Salvation Army, you can stop by there. And I think she's got 4 left. So if you're looking to adopt a family, you can stop by Liebert Brothers. Or you can also stop by, because we also had Joe Brooks from the Salvation Army. He said you could stop by Walmart. They have 2 trees with the angels on it. Or you can stop in the Salvation Army anytime. So... but that was exciting. She also had some other good news to share because Anne-Marie from Liebert's is also on the foundation board for the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. So 2 weeks ago, they had their match day. Great results.
Yeah.
I was so excited
about
that.
That's what I love to hear.
So in 2018, sorry, they raised $106,000. In 2019, last year, they raised $103,000. This year, 118,000.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that amazing?
That is
our
amazing.
Community is such a giving spirit, and
thank
it
you
helps
so
out.
Much, Coffeyville,
yes.
and surrounding areas that may have contributed as well. Thank you so much for
yes.
coming out and
made
and
me happy.
That's definitely a great thing, especially in a year of pandemic. You would think it would probably be lower, and it was actually higher this
year. No, it
so
was.
That's
it was
amazing.
It was people were just doing awesome. And then yesterday, the hospital had their Giving Tuesday. Well, a lot of organizations did, but the hospital had a big campaign for it. And they were looking to get 12,000 was mm-hmm. their goal, and they hit it.
Nice.
So I don't know the exact number. I'm waiting to get the exact figures on it, but I know that they got close to their goal. And a lot of that was due to a big shout out to Acme Foundry. They matched dollar for dollar everything that was donated. So that's amazing as well. Just so many good businesses and individuals in our community giving back, and I love seeing that. So.
And I know that foundation was looking forward to that and able to do that because I think one of the things they want to do was give back to their associates mm-hmm. and want them to have a dinner and all that great stuff.
Yeah.
So that's going to go to some of that's going to go to that, and that's a great thing to see, most definitely.
I was excited. So, and she also gave a shout out to you all, the Radio Results Group. Now, one of your stations this year switched to a Christian station, 98.9. But right now, they're doing 24/7 Christmas music. So if you want to have some holiday cheer in your office, you just turn on the station and you can listen to the Christmas. We listened it the whole time we were having our meeting.
Yeah,
so
that's,
it was great.
Sunshine 98.9 KQQF. That's
right.
Our sister station right across the glass
all
here.
All month
so.
Long, Christmas.
we got wall-to-wall Christmas for
yes.
you.
Yes. And then she talked a little bit about lights, and I'm going to wait at the end and talk a little bit about all the different stuff happening with Christmas. So, okay, we had Justin Rexwinkle from Equity Bank. And a lot of banks had to close their lobby, but he wanted to let everybody know that their lobby is still open, so you can come in if you need. And they're doing some special cleaning protocols just to make sure that everything is safe for you to come in. Bob York talked a little bit about the Christmas on the Plaza. I'm going to talk about that at the end. But he also wanted to do a shout out to somebody. And she said she's probably going to be mad, but I'm going to do it anyway on the radio. Happy birthday, Denise York. You're an amazing person, and we're so excited it's your birthday.
Absolutely, so. And we have Denise York here every Thursday, so I'll have to... First of all, I'll say happy birthday today, and then tomorrow I'll say happy belated birthday.
That's right. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec. So they're doing late registration for basketball for the youth, third and fourth grade and fifth and sixth. So there's still time to get signed up for that. And they are also celebrating 75 years. They just found paperwork on it recently, so they didn't realize it had been that many years. So,
and they were one of the first rec centers in
yes.
the entire state of Kansas.
Yes.
So that's pretty amazing. That's great history right there.
Yeah. We've got some great places here. We have some rich history in Coffeyville, so excited about that. She also said that every year they do a gingerbread house kind of craft, and it's so popular, and they really wanted to do it this year, but they can't do it in person. So what they're doing is having kits that you can pick it up. So you have to register. It's only $8. Register by the 16th, and then on the 18th, you pick it up, and they'll have everything for you to go home and make a wonderful gingerbread house. So if you want to do that, make sure to sign up at the rec. Joe Brooks with Salvation Army, they are doing, this is the 11th year of the kettle campaign, and it's kicked off great. They're doing wonderful on that, but they still need bell ringers. So if you can volunteer, even for an hour, they've got lots of times open, so give Joe a call down at Salvation Army. And they do have, like I said, more angels, so if you're looking at giving back. Nichols Trading Post. So they're excited about Friday, the parade. During the parade, they're going to have the old-fashioned popcorn and Perry's pork rinds again.
Very nice.
So you can stop in there, get warmed up, and then grab some good yummies. And then they are celebrating. This is the month that'll be 1 year for the meat market.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that starting up last year. So congratulations to them.
So they're just continuing to grow and do well, and we're so excited. Keisha Johnson with KFAM. They have some families who didn't get on the Salvation Army angel list and are still needing some help with Christmas. So if you would like to help out with the KFAM Christmas program, give them a call. And then also with her Mary Kay, something that they have done every year is they had an adopt a grandparent. Well, with the residential, the what do you call the homes, the long-term facilities?
Yes, yes.
So you can't get into them now. And so she wasn't going to do it this year and had too many people say, no, we still want to do it. So they are making these goodie bags, and then they're just going to have a worker pick them up and get them delivered to all the grandparents. So it's a stocking with Mary Kay lotion and socks and a whole bunch of goodies. So if you'd like to donate to that and to make sure one of each of those elderly get one of those, contact Keisha. It's only $20. So, and then she'll be at the Christmas on the Plaza with her Mary Kay. Chuck McFate, candlelit tours start on the 12th.
There we go.
So excited about that. So let's just real quick talk about all the Christmas things happening.
Yeah, we're about to be hit with
that.
A lot of them,
which
is a good thing. I mean, yes. we definitely need some Christmas cheer in this year of 2020 that needs to just be otherwise tossed away.
Yes. So, no, there's so much to do. So it'll start off this weekend with the Christmas parade. That's on Friday. We just talked about that. And then afterwards, you can go down to the plaza, and that kicks off the Christmas on the Plaza, which is basically every night that the candlelit tours are going on, and then as well as the parade night. You can go downtown. All the restaurants will be open. There'll be specials. There's a food truck coming that's got some amazing food. They have 30 different vendors that'll have all kinds of Christmas gifts that you can buy. And so you can go shopping. There'll be, of course, pictures. You can go over to the tree and get your pictures. And then the candlelit tours, of course, are going to be on those nights. Now, make sure if you want to do that this year, it is a little different. You can't just show up. So you have to purchase tickets in advance. You do it online, and then you just show your phone to them. But you can also come down to the chamber, and they can we can help you out with that. So, but make sure you do that. You have to pick a time to ensure that they have smaller crowds this year.
Right.
So, the other thing going on is, of course, all the beautiful Christmas lights. So
I've already seen a few of them up in downtown. They look absolutely beautiful at night.
So there's a couple different things. Well, the downtown area, first of all, last year we bought new snowflakes and put those on, and they look beautiful. So the downtown buildings are lit up, and then you got the snowflakes. Of course, you got the gigantic tree. They even have Death Alley lit up, so you can see all the murals and everything going down Death Alley. So that's a cool place to see. And then something we're doing different is we're having a Christmas holiday lighting contest for homes. So if your home's lit up and you want to be, you know, showcase it, let us know. All you do is post a picture and your address on the Facebook page for the just search for, I think it was Coffeeville Holiday Lighting Contest, and you can get on there. And then we are also creating a Google map so that all you have to do is click on this little map, and it'll show you every location in town that's got Christmas lights that have, you know, showcased them or want to let us know about it. So lots to see for your little kiddos too. So that'll be fun. And then two other things happening this week. So we have a dessert auction, and we did it last week. Was our first week to do it. It was amazing. It was so much fun watching everybody get on there and just try to outbid each other. This is week two. So if you're looking for a dessert for the holidays, it'll start at 1 p.m. on Thursday on Facebook. And then you just basically bid, and hopefully you get to be the winning bid.
Get the one you want.
Yeah, that's right. 6 different desserts. So that way you don't have to do any baking, and it's all going to a good cause. So that'll be happening. And also on Friday, the other cool thing happening is we start our Christmas Bucks giveaway. So there's a list, and we have it on Facebook, and then we'll have it on our door as well. Or I can email it to you. But as a list of all the participating businesses, you just go in and spend $50, and you can actually combine receipts if you want. And then you bring it into the chamber and say, hey, look, I purchased, and we give you $10 back to spend at one of these stores.
So is this like the thing you had earlier this year, the bounce back bucks?
It's like the bounce back.
Okay.
We typically at Christmas, we've done a drawing, but it was one of those years where we're like, we want everybody to have some money. We don't want to just have one winner with $1,000. We
right.
want everybody to have some extra money in their pocket. And it also helps our businesses keep going strong and stay open during the holiday season. So that will start this Friday. It should last 2 weeks, but just call the chamber to see how much money we still have left, because when it starts getting low, then we'll have to run out. But about 2 weeks. And then that's the last. Oh, sorry. One other thing that's happening down at the plaza, the Junior Advisory Council have been doing fundraisers. Carrie Van Oster shared with us that they have different fundraisers they've been doing for the youth in Coffeyville, and they're going to be doing a Christmas wrapping service. So don't have to worry about wrapping your presents. I'm horrible at it anyway.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wrap to save my life. I mean, it's I try to do it, and I look at it, I'm just like, well, I guess I'll just get a bag and just put it in there and throw some paper on top of it. That's the best way I can wrap.
Well, they are taking care of it, and it's actually pretty cheap. I mean, they're doing a really good rate for it. So, but they're going to be, every night they're having the plaza on the Christmas. You can go down, and there's two different locations where they're going to have vendors, and I know the Junior Advisory Council is going to be at the Reawakening office on 9th Street. But you just bring in your presents, they'll wrap them, and come back and pick them up. And so that's another cool thing that's happening. So all these great things happening, it's a lot to take in. And you're like, when, where, how?
Whoa.
So I'm creating a kind of a newsletter that has all the Christmas happenings and holiday happenings in Coffeyville for the next month. And that'll be going out this week. If you are not on our email list, make sure to give me a call and I can get that sent to you. And then it'll tell you all the dates, all the events, addresses, activities, everything. So if you want something for your kiddos and you to get out and do this holiday season, there'll be plenty for you.
And speaking of which, if somebody does want to call you, how can they get a hold of you about, if they want to ask about these or any other thing else?
Yes. So our number, write this down. You should memorize it by now. I need to come up with a jingle, really. I'm you guys are good at jingles, so I'm asking the radio station to come up with So anyway, it's 251-2550 251-2550. Of course, you can get on our website, and my email is on there. You can email me, you can message us on Facebook, and then we are open every day 8:30 to 5, so you can just stop in the office and see us.
620-251-2550.
Okay, there we go.
That should show off the top of my head. Yeah. So there we go.
We'll come up with a good one.
All right, well, Candy, I thank you so much for coming in today. I really do appreciate it. We look forward to the parade this week, this Friday, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll get back to Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.